Devin, you've gone against Peyton a lot. I mean, what do you see from him now that's perhaps different from the past, or is he different from the past?
No, I mean, it's much of the same. You know, we know what he likes to do, you know, getting the offense out there, being able to survey the defense and look over everything and try to get them in the right play. So, you know, obviously this year he missed a couple games there, but, you know, even watching him last week against Pittsburgh, same thing, you know, trying to get guys in the right spot, getting the ball out quick, you know, and, you know, not just throwing the ball, but getting them in the right run plays for the defense in every situation.
Devin, how did things change, I guess, this time preparing for them? Last time it was Brock, and then this time it's Peyton. How did things change defensively, obviously, with two different quarterbacks?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a little different depending on which quarterback's in. I think, you know, you talk about a guy like Peyton Manning, who's, you know, years of experience, seen every defense, knows what he wants to do. I think, you know, when he's out there, no matter what's in the game plan or what's not, you know, he's able to check to different things that he's seen throughout his time. You know, I think as far as when Brock was in there, it was more, you know, running the offense, running Kubiak's offense, what they do, whether it's play action passes, different run game with the stretch run. And I think whereas when Peyton's, it's just different variables that you don't know that he's getting to, that he's always done throughout his time in NFL.
Hey, Dev. Hey, how important is it for the run defense this week, considering Kubiak? He's kind of tricky. He either runs on any down or passes. How important is that, stopping the run this week?
Oh, it's huge. I think Bill read off a stat today. I think it was 10 games where they rush over 100 yards. They won 9 of them. So, you know, that's a great stat for offense. And, you know, I think it's big for us to go out there and play well and stop in the run because, you know, when they run the ball well, they usually win. So, you know, it's a kind of direct correlation for us that we got to make sure we go out there, play well in the run game. And, you know, I think that'll set up the rest of our defense. But if they're able to run the ball and get, you know, 5-6 yards on first down, you know, move the chains on second down, it'll be a long day for us because they have a quarterback who can drive the field and make plays, make the right decisions to score points on us. So I think we got to, you know, try to get them behind, try to play good defense on first down, not let them just pound us and be able to run the ball, because I think we know with Peyton Manning, one thing he can do is throw the ball and get the ball out to all the dangerous receivers.
Devin, I know Peyton's back being the starter, but have you guys talked about Brock Osweiler at all this week just in case he played?
Yeah, I mean, we always do as a defense. You know, I think one of the best things now for us is that we played in that game. We played against Brock. So, you know, we actually have that game experience, but definitely talked about him and different things. But I think our focus really is on Peyton. You know, you don't want to spend too much time on the backup and let Peyton go out there and carve us up. So we spent a lot of time on just being ready for Peyton.
Dev, I wanted to ask you about Jerod Mayo. He ends up on injured reserve after Sunday's game and what he's been like as a teammate and a leader for this team.
It's tough. I mean, Mayo's kind of the heart and soul, you know, not just the defense, but really the team. You know, he gets everybody going. He's a, you know, being able to watch him, he's a special leader. You know, energy level is always high, you know, no matter if it's 6:30 in the morning and, you know, the training room's packed with treatments and guys trying to get healthy. He's usually in there getting guys going. And, you know, I think it's a big loss for us as a team. But, you know, this time of the year, you know, playing in the NFL, things happen. I just hate it for him, just personally. You know, he's battled and worked his way back from, you know, different injuries and being able to help us out a lot this year defensively, I think has been huge for us. So, you know, knowing him, he's a tough guy. He's going to rehab and do everything he has to do. But it just sucks he won't be able to be out there on the field playing.
Shades of Vince Wilfork here. We're learning that Darius Fleming, I guess, was a hero of this playoff time, rescuing a woman from a wreck and even getting 22 stitches that he played with in the last game. What can you tell us about this and this guy?
We got great guys around here. You know, no matter the time, playoffs, regular season, always out in the community trying to save people. And Darius, he was really quiet about it, but, you know, once the team got a hold of it, the guys on the team, we forced him to give a speech and everything. So, you know, I think him, if you ask him about it, he explained it as very simple. You know, he saw a woman's car looked like it was smoking, and, you know, he just jumped out of his car, and, you know, he'll admit there was probably some easier solutions he could have done, but I think it was nice, nice and dramatic, kick the window in and pull her out.
When did you ask him to give the speech, and what was that like? What did you
do? It was cool, you know.
Before or after the KC game?
We can't talk about all that.
Oh, okay.
But we got the hero speech. He gave us his account of what happened. A lot of cheers went on, so it was a happy time for us.
I'm not sure it's appropriate to ask a football question following that, but you talk about Peyton and the checks that he makes. Is there inherent risk in trying to kind of match wits with him? How, as a defense, do you not get caught up in the counter adjustments he makes to make sure you stick to your principles, even though you're trying to disguise what you're going to do?
I always say it's like, for us, we're lucky. You know, you're going against Tom every week, and especially in training camp, you go against Tom where he, you know, he knows our signals and even knows what we're saying. So, you know, those two guys are hard to outsmart. You know, it's hard to really think, you know, you're doing something that is really fooling them. I think, you know, you got to have a good game plan and go in there and really try to execute it. You can't, you know, get out there and start guessing and thinking, you know, he knows everything. We got to try something else in the middle of the play because he's already on top of that. You know, I think, you know, we've done a good job at times here going against him is just executing our game plan, sticking to, you know, what we talked about during the week might happen and what we think he'll do, and just going out there. There's going to, you know, obviously you go against a guy like him, there's going to be times where we're wrong, and, you know, he's going to make a play. You know, they got him back there, and they got some great receivers with Sanders, Thomas, you know, Daniels at tight end. So we know they're going to make some plays, but I think as long as we stick to game plan and execute at a high level, you know, we'll have a chance.
Devin, kind of along the same lines, what has it been like? You know, a lot of people are looking at this as Manning versus Brady, but for you, what has it been like to play with and play against two of what people are calling two of the greatest quarterbacks in the game?
Oh, it's been pretty cool. You know, you go into it and, you know, you're just playing football. You're not thinking about it, but, you know, after each game, you kind of look back at that, and usually you see two quarterbacks make some great plays throughout the game in different situations to, you know, give their team chances. And, you know, being on the defensive side, you know, it's our goal to try to make sure Tom looks better at the end of the game. And, you know, they'll always talk about it. It's not about them two going against each other. It's just about the defenses trying to play and stop, you know, two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. So you come in, I'm sure Denver's the same way, their defense. It's a huge challenge. I think defensively in an AFC championship game with an opportunity to try to advance into the Super Bowl, you know, you can't ask for a better challenge than going against two of the greats. And, you know, if you deserve to be there, you got to go out there and prove it on Sunday.
Patrick, we know Patrick Chung is a big hitter, but what are some of the other aspects of his game that you've grown to appreciate over the season?
I think if you just watch this season, his coverage skills. You know, obviously he does a lot in the box and the run game, but, you know, you look at the different tight ends we've played and who he's gone up against and how he's played, I think, you know, if people just took time and watched that, you'd be blown away with the success he's had going against some of the best tight ends in football. You know, I think what he did last week against Travis Kelce, you know, I thought that was great. You know, he went out there and performed at a high level. When he had to cover him one-on-one, single, he did a great job. When he had to, you know, play in a run game, you know, he was there making tackles. You know, and I think just his fight, you know, you watch that tight end screen where he has just the end of Kelce's jersey and just holding on and waiting for the rest of the guys to get there. You know, he's been great for us this year, and I think he's played at a high level all year long.
That this is your fifth time going to the AFC Championship, the team's fifth time. Do you prepare any differently? What is the experience in the past? How does that affect this year, this time around?
I think with each time you go, you gain a little bit more experience. So as far as doing things differently, I just think you do more. You know, when you played in this game and you lost and you played in a game and you won, you know how fine of a line it is, you know, as far as preparation, how you play, you know, how you execute, what gets done. It's such a fine line. So you understand, you know, if it's watching an extra game of film, you know, getting the guys together for an extra hour or something, watching some film, you know, that could be the difference. You know, sometimes you still fall short, but, you know, there's no tomorrow. So, you know, you lose this game, you got a whole offseason to think about it. So you might as well put everything into it and try to get a win. So I think, you know, we have a good amount of guys that have played in a lot of those AFC Championship games that understand that and will push everybody on the team to, you know, just try to do a little bit more and see if we can advance. Thank you, Devin. Thank you.